Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds of Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, Google Play, straight from the website. However you're doing it, we always appreciate you being here. Thank you. Thanks for following us on Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook. You have any questions you want us to address on the podcast, any suggestions, please let us know. Email us, social media, however, let us know. We like your input. We love answering your questions. So Google says, we want your steak. Trim your content fat and keep your sizzle. Well, it's National Hamburger Month, so I'm sure Google would accept a good 90-10 lean burger if you've got it. It is actually National Hamburger Month. We want your steak. Trim your content fat and keep your sizzle. Google didn't say that in exactly those words, of course, but that's the message that they sent here recently with a quote on Virtual Keynote 2, which I'll get to here. Because it's really interesting, and frankly, I love it. The flowery and sometimes sensationalist or misleading headlines, and we've all seen them. Never should have used them, and Google's sick of them. The keyword heavy or outright spammy content, and you know what I'm talking about. The content, and some of you may even have it on your websites. But the content where the keyword just appears over and over and over again to where you can't even make out a complete sentence there. And, in the defense of any of you that have had that kind of stuff on your website, a lot of you didn't know better. You had SEOs back in the day telling you, hey, this is what you got to do. Trust us. This is how you do it. And it worked for a while. I mean, it did. But that content really never should have done it to begin with, and now Google is telling you basically it's okay to remove those posts or modify them. If you remove them, I would not remove a whole bunch at once. Make it a gradual thing. But basically those pages are doing you no good. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. That's the fat. See, the intent of a home page, the intent of individual pages on your website, the intent of your website, and ultimately your intentions are what Google is slowly but surely incorporating into their algorithm. I mean, it's true, and that's one of the things I love about schema data is that it does the job of defining the intent of a page. Now, I prefer JSON LD implementation. It seems to make more sense as far as intent. I prefer that over RDFA, as RDFA just seems to be more keyword centric, and Google prefers JSON LD anyway, so that kind of tips the scale. But schema data does that. It more clearly defines the overall intent of a page to the search engine bots. So recently on Virtual Keynote 2 with Stone Temple Consulting, Gary Elias from Google said this, quote, as long as you have more localized pages, it's natural that you will get better traffic. I mean higher and higher quality traffic from search engines in general. So from that point of view, yes, narrow it down as much as you can. Like, don't create low-quality and no-value ad pages. It's not worth it, because one thing is that we don't necessarily want to index those pages. We think that it's a waste of resources. The other thing is that we won't get quality traffic. If you don't get quality traffic, then why are you burning resources on it? There are some important points to take from this. This is important stuff because he's basically saying that if you have pages on your website that were written in spammy or in a spammy or keyword heavy way, they're not doing you any good and may not even be indexed at all because the quality is low. The whole keynote was an hour long, and I'm just pulling some key points from it here, but it was well worth the time to watch and listen. It's up on YouTube. Fewer and higher quality pages that are localized. Fewer, higher quality, localized. That's your trifecta here. And bear in mind his use of the word localized. He's not talking about your geographic locale. I mean, yeah, that's important in the grand scheme of things, but that's not what he's talking about here. He's referring to every page being localized. He's talking about a page being localized in terms of content focus on that page. Don't be so scattered. Don't be so scattered on given pages. And more importantly, your content focus, it should not be because of writing the same keyword over and over again. I'll give you an example. If you have a freight shipping company in Boston, and it's called Dropship Murphy's. Years ago, before the search engines were refined as they are now, maybe your homepage read something like this. Dropship Murphy's is a freight shipping company in Boston. If you're looking for a Boston freight shipping company, then we can handle all of your Boston freight shipping needs, etc. You know, you've seen these pages come in all different shapes, sizes, styles, but it's that repetition of the keyword where it's like, okay, we get it. You're more concerned with the search engine seeing you than you are with somebody actually being able to read on your website. You know, we've seen them all, and there are still tons of them out there, really. I don't think we've seen them all. That kind of keyword heavy writing, though, that really just repeats the targeted phrase over and over again. If you have pages on your website that read that way, here's your challenge. Take that same focus on the repetition of targeted keywords and refocus it on rewriting the content. Remove the repetitive keywords and rewrite the content with good, factual, truly helpful information that backs up, that augments, strengthens the intent and meaning of those targeted keywords. Leave the targeted words in there once, maybe twice, but most of the time, no more than that. Vast majority of the time, no more than that. It's the strength of what is around those keywords that is coming into focus. Those excessive keywords are the fat on the steak. You must trim it. A little bit is okay for flair and personality, but don't let style win out over substance. It will not help you. And I apologize for my rasp here in the voice. Allergies have just been wreaking havoc on my throat. I remember my very first marketing class at LSU. Marketing 101, or 1001, as LSU called it. That first day in class, the teacher started off by teaching us the concept of sell the sizzle, not the steak. In its purest form, that concept is really okay. In its purest form, mind you. You know, I get it. A close-up of a steak sizzling on the grill entices you to want to buy steak more than a picture of raw red meat would. However, that concept has been abused to the point of embarrassment in our infomercial culture. And Google is doing their best to sell the steak in search results. The most important thing about this concept is also the very thing that has been so misused and abused. The point of selling the sizzle and not the steak is that what makes us want to purchase something is not necessarily the thing itself. It's what you can do with the thing. Steak is a great example. Unless you're a tartare kind of person, joyfully keeping this concept from being completely universal. But it's what you can do with that steak, with that raw red piece of meat. No, I want to see what it's going to look like right before I'm about to eat it. If you're a financial planner, you're not selling the X's and O's of what you do. You're selling the benefit of what you do for your client. The X's and O's are there to back up the benefit that you're selling, to show them, yes, I can get you there. Here's how. But here's where I'm going to get you, because that's what we want to hear first. What's at the finish line? If you're a chiropractor, you're not selling the specifics of what you do. They're important, mind you. But those specifics don't matter unless you're selling the value and health benefits of what you do. It's that value. People want to feel better, and you can help them feel better. That's what attracts people to doing business with you. You're broadcasting on everyone's favorite radio station, WIIFM. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Every page on your website should have an answer to this question in a helpful and not salesy way. Remember, Google is only concerned about delivering the most accurate and reliable information in the search results. They are there for the end user, not for businesses. It's important that you keep this in mind. I bring this up periodically on the podcast, because businesses don't look at the search engines quite that way. But it's important to remember that the search engine itself, they're there for the end user, not for businesses. If you have a spammy page that shows up in the search results, Google doesn't like that. Because from their perspective, you are making them look bad and unreliable. Have you ever thought about it in that perspective before? It's really eye-opening when you kind of turn the tables like that. It may be the most important concept you can remember, the base concept, at least one of the base concepts, but possibly the base concept that you should remember as you engage in your internet marketing, and especially in optimizing for the search engines. See, Google understands that businesses typically look at the search engines as giant billboards. And if you treat your website as basically a giant billboard, you may be seeing diminishing returns soon, if you're not already. Remember, Google is constantly raising their standards through the evolution of their algorithm. So it's more important than ever to make sure that your own standards are up to par. Go through your website. Go through your blog posts. You know, if you've had somebody writing blog posts for you for a while, or if you've had different people writing blog posts for you for a while, go back. Go as far back as you can and spot check. Check to see how the writing is. Is it spammy writing? If it's spammy writing, like let's say if it's a valid topic, but the writing is very spammy, you may want to rework that page and either revise that page, or I would even recommend getting rid of that page and creating a new one for fresh indexing. I would definitely recommend doing that, because those pages are not doing you any good. Those pages, in many cases, are not even being indexed. And the ones that are being indexed are probably watering down your targeted traffic. They're watering down your search results, because you can have several pages competing for the same search term, and Google's just going to pick the best of the bunch. And if they're all that close, you know, those results are going to be watered down. So don't be afraid to do that. You basically have the okay to go back, and again, not all at once, but just slowly but surely start trimming those pages away and either recreating them elsewhere in a proper non-spammy form, or just getting rid of them altogether if that's the best thing to do. But fewer pages, more localized, i.e. more targeted. And then as far as the content on those pages, three simple rules for your content. Engaging but honest headlines. Nothing sensationalist. Engaging. And that's the challenge. Anybody can sit down and write a ridiculous sensationalist headline. But not everybody can write a good, engaging, and honest headline that's going to grab your attention. Short, sweet, and to the point articles and posts. Write for the reader, not for the search engines. Now, I know there are pages that may require more content. They can't be as short. More words, explanations, details, etc. That's cool. Just make sure that on those pages that you trim the fat as much as you can and keep the words focused on the intent of the page. I'm telling you, if you just do that, the keywords will happen naturally as they should. And finally, I know you love to have calls to action. You can have those. Having gentle calls to action on each actual page is okay. Gentle calls to action. In fact, one of the best ways to do that is to have a short contact form on the sidebar of your website that shows up on every page. You can't get any easier than that. As far as the blog posts themselves, gentle calls to action about 50% of the time. Remember, not salesy. You can have them, but 50-50 is about what you should go for. The concept is easy. You know, trimming the fat and following those three key points in your content. The concept's easy, but the execution of the concept is requiring more and more time, thought, and effort to really do it right. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it should be. It definitely makes for a better experience all around, and we can actually find what we're looking for online. And at the end, that's what Google cares about, and that's what you need to keep in mind as a business. We all have our own selfish intentions as businesses. We do want to be noticed. We want to be found. But we have to remember that when we're trying to be found through the search engines, the search engine is looking at it from the opposite perspective. What are you bringing to the table that will make our search better? Always remember that. Always keep that in mind, and the quality of the content overall on your page will get better and better and better. Thank you for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, right from the website, for following us on Pinterest and on Facebook and Twitter. Ask us questions. We love answering them. Give us feedback. And thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.